So I'm joined by Chief Superintendent Jim Nye to talk about the visits of Elba Toomey to Devon and Cornwall this week. Jim, Elba's been with us for most of the last week. Enlightening for her and for yourself as well.
Yeah, I hope it has been enlightening for her. Her experience in Devon and Cornwall was a tragedy of family loss, and I was really keen to show her how Devon and Cornwall is developing its driver training in line with national guidance.
So a number of changes were coming into force prior to the incident back in 2012, but changes also since then as well.
Yeah, that is correct. And the tragedy of which she went through reinforced the point about looking at our approach to dealing with suicidal and vulnerable drivers.
So how is the training changing? What are the protocols that were being developed prior to and since also?
Well, I don't want to go into specific tactics because we need to keep that to ourselves. But in essence, we are, as we always would, continue to refine what we do to make sure that we can manage people on the road who are vulnerable or suicidal, what we call emotionally and mentally disturbed, to make sure we manage them and resolve the incident in a safe way for both the individual, the public and the police.
So Elba's running a campaign, is behind a campaign to raise awareness of this both back home in Ireland for her and in this country as well. Something that you're keen to highlight also and to help her with as much as possible.
Absolutely. She's an incredible woman. She's been through an awful lot in the last 3 years. I've seen the work that she does in Ireland and, you know, I can only admire the commitment that she's got. And yes, I was really keen to build a relationship with her and to see what we do here. And also we've now linked in with Garda Police to see if there's some more opportunities to share good ideas.
And how do you think that might develop in the future?
Hopefully it will maintain a positive relationship between the two forces and that we can find those good ways of dealing with vulnerable people beyond simply people in vehicles, but in general, because as we know that the police service is spending an awful lot of time dealing with people with mental health issues in the community. So any new ways to deal with it safely and productively has got to be a good thing.
So day to day, people might not see any change, but that's not to say that officers aren't more skilled and more aware of issues like this.
Absolutely. We are definitely skilling our officers to understand mental health more. We have within Devon and Cornwall Police more initiatives, and we're working with organisations such as The Mind to make sure that officers and staff are skilled to deal with what they find and deal with on the streets.
So it's much more than just an officer behind a wheel. It's actually understanding why they might be involved in any kind of pursuit or any kind of incident involving a member of the public who might be vulnerable.
Yeah, I mean, it's very particular for why she's here is to look at our driver training approach. But so we are looking at how we do that. But this is broader than just driver training. This is how we deal with people who are vulnerable, who have mental health issues in the community. So it's much wider than just driving. But yes, she is here for that.
Thanks very much, Chief Superintendent Nye.